Today, Shabbat Yom live from Yerushalayim Hills of Bavasera. We're up to Siman Shin Nun Vav, and we are up to Sif Bais. And in this Sif Bais, it's going to be discussing when you have, let's say, a seawater, let's say a whole flooding of seawater comes and breaks through the wall of a yard. Let's say your yard is up against the sea, and now the sea comes and smashes through the wall of your yard, and it forms a small little like inlet or like a bay in your yard. Because now, like, imagine you have a yard, and then the sea goes in, so like you have like a little bay in your yard. So the body of water now cannot establish itself as an independent domain because it is situated primarily within the yard. Unlike what we saw yesterday, where the canal, right, discussed in Sif Aleph, passes through the yard, entering at one end and exiting the other. Here, the water, okay, damaged and destroyed one wall that it went through, okay, but it doesn't go through. But the issue is, what's the story now with that yard? Because it destroyed the wall. So that's going to have different ramifications with respect to carrying and scooping out water from that bay that's in your yard, and that water that's in your yard. And it's going to depend on issues of how much of the wall was broken, how much still exists even below the water. And these factors are going to determine whether water can be drawn into the yard, as well as whether it is permitted to carry in the yard at all, as we shall presently see. Sif Bais. Chotzer shenifritza. So a yard where the wall is breached. Ulashon yam over al pirza. And you have like this inlet, this bay, that penetrates the breach. Im eino bimiluo. If the breach does not penetrate the full length of the wall. Again, imagine the sea hits the wall, but it doesn't take off the whole fourth wall. It just penetrate through part of it, and ein pirza yose me'asara, and the break in the wall is not more than 10 amos. We're going to see, and this is going to be a very big issue, that when you have breaks in a wall less than 10 amos, they are viewed as a pesach, and they don't destroy the walls in terms of having four walls around an area. Okay, so those are the two conditions that we're saying. The sea breaks through the wall, doesn't destroy the whole fourth wall, that whole wall that's facing the sea, and it doesn't make a breach of more than 10 amos. Then, mutter l'malos imenu v'achas l'bayis. Then you can go ahead and you can just take from that, right, you can take from that water and bring it into your bayis, no problem, because the water inside is going to be totally viewed as within the chatzer, because you have the equivalent of four walls. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud, mutul malos bimenu, afal pi shehi amuka asara, urechava arba. Even though this bay that now breached through your wall is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, still you'll be able to scoop the water out. Because ain't a domela amas hamayim avur b'sifal. We don't compare this to the water that was the canal that was going through the chatzer in Sif Aleph. Why? The Bekan cave in Shenichnas Lashona Yam Bechatzer. Here, since this inlet, this bay, comes into the Chatzer, there ain't no Yotzi Menu. It doesn't go out the other side. It's not Acher. Who kibor Shebechatzer? It's like having a pit of water in your Chatzer. Umechitzos HaChatzer Matirosa. And like as we said, anything inside the Chatzer, if it's within a Chatzer, and it's not its own separate body of water, is going to be part of that Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, the outer Mechitzos will be matir you to go take the water from there and bring it into your house, bring it into your chatzer, no problem. The game which nifrat yosef me'aser, because since this case is where the wall, there was not greater than a 10 amos break in the wall, nor was it totally broken the wall from the one side to the other. So hu b'chlal pesach, it's considered the equivalent of a pesach, of an entranceway into the fourth wall. Davi ki'ilu ha-machitas kayamim, it's as if all the four walls are still there. Masha'en came ba'amas hamayim. Ah, but what about an amas hamayim? Amas HaMayim, you also have the four walls still intact. But there, the problem is, shenichneses v'yotzeis tachas kosle ha-chotzer. What happens is, it is going through and entering and exiting under the walls of the chatzer, mishnei atzdadim, from both sides. So therefore, it's cholekes rishus la'atzmo v'ari kamelis. Therefore, it becomes defined as its own separate rishus of water connected up to the outer body of water, and therefore, it's a kamelis, and that's why you weren't allowed to scoop from it by itself straight up into your chatzer from that canal. Yud aleph bimbeloa. So now, one requirement is that the whole wall facing the sea that broke through the wall was not, that whole wall was not totally demolished. Hainu kol kosel achatzer shel tzaramayim. I mean, that whole wall facing the water was not destroyed. Because if that was the case, then you can't view it as a pesach. You're missing the whole fourth wall. Sif katan yud beis. Okay, and he said, well, let's continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. So then he goes, what happens if nifritza b'meloa? What happens if the whole wall was totally, right, was totally demolished? I mean, yeah, the whole fourth wall is totally demolished. So then even, right, then even if less than 10 amos were breached, or the whole wall wasn't breached, but part of the wall was breached, but more than 10 amos, so then you don't have an equivalent of a Pesach, and therefore it's not considered you have a fully intact fourth wall. So im nishar b'makom shenifrat gidudim, so then he says the following halacha shel Aruch. If what's left in the area that was breached, remnants of this wall, right, of this, the ruined wall, is still there. So what happens is, the sea came and snatched down the wall, but only on the top above the water. But below the water, you still have these like remnants of the wall. So if that the wall below sea level was 10 tefachim high, so even if the water is covering that wall, then mutter lemalos mimenu bechatzer, then even then you'd be able to go ahead and scoop out water from that bay, that inlet, into your chatzer. But you can't take water from there into your house, like in the other case. In order to bring that water into your house, you'd have to mamash build a whole new mechitza that is 10 tefachim high on top of the water. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Gidudin gevoyin asar. You have these wall remnants below that it's 10 tefachim high. So why does that allow you to now go ahead and scoop water into your chatzer? Because then it's as if the mechitzos are still around. So you can carry from the water and draw from the water into your chatzer in the bay, but not into the house. So what's the chiluk? Mimenu b'chatzer. Dipamim, what's the reason we allow it? Because there are times, shamayim shokim, there are times when it sinks, meaning the tide is low. Again, this is a sea that broke through your wall, and now you have like a little bay in your yard. So there are times when the tide is low. So when the tide is low, guess what you're going to see? You're going to see those walls that are below the water. So since you have those walls below the water, so we can view those walls as walls, even though right now you don't see the walls. Because there are times when the tide is low, and the walls become visible. Lachain, therefore, after she'en amayim shokim, therefore, even when the tide is not low and the water does not sink, hitiru chachamim, okay, the chachamim allowed it. But why did they allow you then to scoop it into the house, to draw water from that bay into your house? Masha'en came by is because in your house, shu rachok min amachitza, your house is not right next to those mechitzas in the water. La'olam eina mechitza niris. So there, the mechitza is really never seen. Afilu kishamayim shokim. From the house, the mechitzas are not nikeras. The mechitzas are not visible, even when the tide is low, and therefore you can't scoop from the water in the bay to the house. Because the water is covering these. Is covering these mechitzas, and even when the tide goes low, you're not going to really get a good view of those mechitzas. Okay, when will it be good? It's if to go ahead and carry it even into the house, if you go ahead and build mechitzas kavav asara alamayim, mishabura yudalit kavav asara v'rachva shel mechitza ain't tzarich al pnei kol pirta, and the width of the mechitza doesn't have to go across the whole breach. Why? Rak yistom chiyistom hashetach. You have to put enough of a wall there. Actually, Yishayar Ella Eser Amos Parutz. As long as you put up enough of a mechitza, you don't have a ten Amos breach. Do Shir Pesach, which is the equivalent of a Pesach of an entranceway. That's okay, because again, every wall allows for a Pesach up to what? Up to 10 amos. You have a Pesach up to 10 amos. It's viewed as a Pesach. Okay? So that would be okay. All right? Then he goes on, back to Shulchan Aruch. Lo nishar didudin. Let's say you do have this breach, 10 amos, or you breach, or the sea breached the whole fourth wall, and there is no mechitzas at all. There's no walls at all below the water. So there's a total breach of the wall. More than 10 amos or the whole breach of the wall. So then, then it's us to even do what? It's us to even go ahead and take from the water and right draw from the water into the chatzer. Oh, so what's the chila? Lo nishar gedudim, Mishnah Brura, Sivkan Desvav, Ritzona Lomar, this means to say, Shelo nishar gedudim gvoim asar. Doesn't mean that there's no remnants of the wall at all. It just means halachically there's no remnants of the wall because you don't have walls below the water, right? 10 tefachim high. So then you have the equivalent of not having walls below the water. It's also lamalis. It's also to go ahead and to even draw and fill up from the bay into the chatzer. Because there's no remnant of the wall at all. So he said, who I did the title of a chatzer. It would also be usher to carry in the chatzer. Why? Because you broke the fourth wall has been broken. Since it is now breached more than Eser, okay, to the Makom Ha'aser, meaning to the sea. B'med Varma Murimi says, K'she'ein L'shon Hayama Makasara. Now, when do we say you can't carry not only from the bay into your chatzer, but you can't carry in your chatzer itself when you have this breach? That's K'she'ein L'shon Hayama Omakasara. That's when the inlet is not 10 tefachim deep. But if the actual bay or inlet goes down 10 tefachim, shamayim shakfu, what did the water do? It went ahead and it cleared away the ground below, the karka of the chatzer below. Guma, and then it became like a ditch where this bay was now 10 tefachim deep in your yard, amukasara tefachim, dipnei aguma gufa nefshav l'mechitza. Then guess what? The guma itself, that guma itself could be viewed as a mechitza of your chatzer. Bein amayim u'bein achatzer. That's now a separation between the bay and your chatzer. And therefore, be mutter l'tatel b'chatzer. You'd be able to walk in your chatzer, but you still couldn't scoop out from the bay in your chatzer. Since there's no mechitza on top of it, by where that fourth wall was, between it and the sea outside, then you wouldn't be able to, of course, scoop from the bay into your chatzer. We now move on to Simon Shin and Zion. Dine chatzer pachas mi'arba amos ubim. So today, what we're going to do is, the rest of the day, we're going to do this long sif katan aleph, which will be an intro to tomorrow's Simon, which will be online, of course, because it's Tuesday. But a very important intro here. Here we go. Sif katan aleph. Chatzer v'chulei. Klal hadvarim anemarim b'siman zehu kach. He says the basic principles that are going to be discussed in this siman is the following. L'fisha shi'aru Chazal, in their estimation, basically assumes shekol adam utzarech l'shtamesh b'chol yom sasayim mayim l'chotz bahem panav yadav v'raglav. Every person needs to go ahead and utilize at least a 2 sa'ah of water to wash their face, hands, and feet. Again, imagine 40 size of a mikvah, right? So this is, 2 sa'ah out of the 40. That's how much 2 sa'ah is. So that's how much a person needs to wash. Ushar yana matzvichim lo, all the things he needs, that's how much water a person needs. Ukvar noda, the b'shabis, asur l'shpoch, and we know that on Shabbos it's asur to pour from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabit, mola karmelis. Can't pour from one rishus out to the other rishus, even to a karmelis. V'derech kol adam, l'shpoch shofchin shalo, l'chatzer o asam l'beisa. And what was the derech of a person? What would he then do? He would pour from his, let's say, the bayis season, okay, to the chatzer that's next to his house. Shehu rishuso, it's his rishus. V'hu gam kein rishus hayachid, and that's okay, because his bayis is rishus hayachid. And he's pouring into his chatzar with Rishut HaYachid. Umotzi, Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaYachid. No problem. The Shiaru Chazal, the problem is like this. Chazal assessed, the Sasayim Mayim, that these two sa of water, Nivloyim Bekarka, they will get absorbed in the ground, Shel Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. If you have ground that is 4 amos by 4 amos in area, then the full 2 sa will be absorbed in it. And therefore, Eina Metanfim Akarka Shalachatzer. Therefore, it will not go ahead and muddy up his chatzer, because it will just get absorbed. As long as he has an area within his chatzer of 4 amos by 4 amos, so you can go ahead and you can pour from your house that amount of water, okay, out into your chatzer. And therefore, the person doesn't have any akbada that the water should actually go outside his yard, because it will be absorbed and it won't ruin his yard. It won't muddy up his yard. And therefore, even if at the end of the day, the water then would leave his chatzer and goes outside his chatzer, lachutz, to the outside, lo aisa machshava salakach. That wasn't his machshava. And therefore, for Shabbos to be over, you need melechas vasheves. And this, okay, wasn't his kavana. So if it goes out, it goes out. And to davar shein miskaven, it's not a psik resha for sure that it's going to go out. So even if it goes out, flow havi kilu motzi v'shayachadu z'rabim, it's not as if he went ahead and he was motzi v'shayachadu z'rabim. Aval, imu pachos me arba amos al arba amos. However, if what? The chotzer is less than 4 amos by 4 amos wide. Da'adas asayim mayim merubim. Then the water will be too much, these 2 saw of water. Ve'inam nevloyim bekarka. It's not going to get absorbed in the karka. But naser achaser refesh v'tit. To become one big muddy mud box. V'daito kotza b'zeh. V'yimosacham. And a person's going to be very upset with his yard like this in the summertime, in the springtime. Shederach kol adam lahakbid al chatzer o shiyanaki. People want their chotzer to be clean, nice and smooth. And therefore, he's going to want the water to go out. He's not going to want the water to stay in his chatzah. Where does he want the water to go? He wants the water to go outside his chatzah. If it goes out, that's what he wants. He wants it to go out of his chatzah. Therefore, Yesh Ligzor, Shema Yishpoch, we have to make a gzera. You know what he might go ahead and do? He might actually go ahead, Lehedya, straight out, and pour Yishpoch Lehedya, he might want to go ahead and scoop out the water out of his chatzer. Where? Into the Rishus Arabim. Guma. Therefore, if he's going to want to pour water out into his chatzer that's less than Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, proportionally to his lap, to his tusa, then what he's going to have to do is Sarach Lasos Chatzer Guma. He has to dig a ditch in his chatzer, shimach zekes, that's going to do what? That's going to hold within it sasayim tusa, the oz, and therefore, kishe yishpoch leto ha-chatzer, if he goes and he pours into his chatzer, eino makbid aleyem sheyetsu lachutz, he's not going to be makbid that it goes out his chatzer, because it can cave on shashalem, since it can go lay raid, it can go and seep down lanuach b'gumar, it can go and flow into his ditch in his chatzer, below yistanei chatzero, and it won't mess up the rest of his chatzer. Al kain, therefore, I feel him yetsu lechutz. Therefore, even if it goes out, lo havi kemotzi shleyachus leyarabim, because once again it will be a davar she'eino misgavein. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we will start the actual siman inside.